discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I got an exciting one tonight because we have one of our guests coming back again. Last time she was here was November of last year, and she's a favorite of the show. I'm now going to start calling her a regular. And she's in my field of color, and so, you know, it's a special for me when I have somebody that is in my field. In fact, I've known her, gosh, since my first book came out 20 years ago. She did a really great review on it. So, we're going to have her here. So I'll bring her on in just a little bit. And first I want to mention a class that's coming up in about a week. And then I think that'll be it for March. Oh, my goodness, because I'm doing the Rainbow Liquid Light right now. And that's for very intensive classes. And I'm just finishing up on that. And now I'm doing the little webinar. So I think that's enough for 1 month. Anyway, it will be brand new material. I'm brand new, never been taught. It's Atomic Acceleration Part 2. Now, I have four techniques in Atomic Acceleration Part 1, which I have taught before a few times. It is new to some people, not so much to people that have been around me for a while. But I did that one on Part 1. Now, we have Part 2 coming up, and it's Tuesday, March 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We won't have to worry about daylight savings at that point. We ran afoul of that with a conference call today with someone. We were great, but the person was in another country and forgot that we had that going on here. And but otherwise, I think most people are adjusting to it and having light out for much longer, so or at least another hour, so that's kind of cool. So anyway, by then, I'm sure we'll be fine. So look up your time on the world clock, see where you're at 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you do it by the end of tomorrow, the 15th, you get it for $15 early bird. And if you wait after that, it'd be $20. We are going to do it as an MP3. So even if you can't make it, because we have people that are at work a lot of times, especially in other countries. And so they're at work. So they just wait till the MP3's out. You still have to sign up, but we love it when you can come live, but it isn't necessary. You still have to sign up. So if you want the early bird, do it by tomorrow night. And for those of you that are a day ahead, you can do it because it is already the 15th for them. You can do it the 16th. But everyone in this part of the Western Hemisphere, it's tomorrow night is the cutoff for that. And so we hope you can come. It's basically doing visualization / meditation techniques to speed up the vibratory rate of your atomic structure, your atoms, and brings in the subatomic particles also into it. And it really puts you in some really wonderful, blissful states, oftentimes just even the first time you do it. You know, self-realization, cosmic, even almost a samadhi state. Of course, like anything, it takes practice. And, you know, it's not something that necessarily you'll go into some sort of major cosmic state once you do it. But we're finding that when it's led and people are getting it the first time, many of them go very, very deep. So it's just a matter of of having it on your MP3 and practicing regularly. So we're going to do the second part, and hopefully you can come. If you didn't make it to the first part, come anyway, because these will all be useful for you. You can always order the back MP3 if you want to do that before you get to the class, then that's certainly fine. Okay, so enough on that, and we're suddenly everyone's pouring in here on the switchboard, and we'll give you the phone number. It's 347-945-6930, again, 347-945-6930, and that's to call into the switchboard for a reading with our guest, and of course, we take you as you come in order. I'm really good about that. You know, it's only fair for people who've been waiting longer, so we take you in order. Same thing in the chat room, and it is open, and hi to two people that hold down the fort, especially when one can't come. Hi, Genesis, and hi, Stephen. And I think we're doing good. So let's do the intro for our wonderful guest. And she is Arlene Arnold. And again, I mentioned she was in color. She's a color expert. And she's a certified spiritual guide and healing facilitator since 1995, which is actually, funnily enough, when the book came out, and she did a wonderful review for Metaphysical Magazine she was working for also at the time. And she is on a mission to reach those who have been on their spiritual journey for some time, or they're jumping in at quantum speed, and we're seeing a lot of that, and I'm glad she mentioned that. And, you know, for people who are tired of stumbling over those last few issues that keep them from being all they can be in brilliant service to a changing world, I don't, that's so well said. I love the way she says that. Tweaking those last pesky patterns that have dogged you most of your life doesn't have to be complicated or difficult, and she's developed simple, effective tools for your journey, along with a color therapy system that you can take with you whenever and wherever needed, which includes training and certification. So her published works are Color Cards, that came out in 95, an internationally celebrated oracle that offers an easy-to-use guide for daily inner direction, and Luminaries, 2005, a card deck, and I guess the best thing we could call is like a divination deck, and it uses prose and mandala art to bring you into a vibration of love and clarity. And she and her certified practitioners host a weekly radio show called The Power of Color, and I'm coming on that one, and I'm not thinking of the date. I know it's not this Wednesday. It's the following Wednesday, and I think it's at 3:30. I should open up my book here. I will mention it before the end of the show, because I would love to have people come in and listen when I get to visit her show, so we'll give you more details on that. Now, her website is www.thepowerofcolor.com. The Power of Color, all one word, and you can reach her on email at arlene@thepowerofcolor.com. So the Power of Color, just keep that in mind for the website and how to reach her. And so anyway, without further ado, I'd love to bring her on, and we'll unmute her here. Welcome back, Arlene. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much, Alejandra. It's so fun to be here with you.
Yeah, and it's so interesting how over the years we connect here and there, and it first started off with you doing a wonderful review for Healing with the Rainbow Rays, and can you believe it's been over, I came out in October of 95, it's over 20 years now?
It's amazing.
Where did the time go?
And what I've noticed is that both of us have continued to receive new information, and I know that's probably true for you. Everything that comes to me, it comes because I use it for myself and first, and then, or it comes when I'm helping someone else individually, and then I go, okay, that's a great tool. Let's use that.
Absolutely. It's a combination. I'm interested in the subject and interested in it for me, but I'm also you know, bringing it out for people to have it. So for the same reasons you are. And well, we were going to chat about a couple little things. Everyone that's on there now is going to get reading, so don't worry. And let me just quickly look at, so I've got mine. Got two. Okay, great. Just want to make sure I had everyone from the chat room signed up. I'm really, really careful about making sure the chat room is in order with the switchboard. And so as you come in, you get written down on paper. So we do take you in order. And so don't worry about that. And we'll also, before she reads, we'll ask what she needs, if anything, from each caller or person in the chat room. I'll have to be the voice for the chat room people. So anyway, I do want to ask you, you know, since you might be new, we're getting a lot of new people in lately, and so they may not know how you first got into this whole crazy field,
yeah,
or cray-cray, as they say now, field of color back in the day. So maybe we can start with that, how you first felt really drawn and decided that was going to be your thing.
Well, I have to go back even further than that, because I think we're all set up for what it is that is our calling in life, and I feel that doing the color therapy is my calling. And I started out with in a family that was very much church-oriented, so I had a spiritual base. And then I married a man who was becoming a minister, so I was with him for 35 years as a minister's wife. So all of that was building on where I was going with my life, but I came to a certain point and I thought, I know there's something more, and I'm not finding it in the church. And I was doing a lot of reading and got together with other women, and we were searching. And then a woman came to the church to teach meditation, and I was very led to go to her class. And when she opened her mouth and started talking, I went, oh, finally, somebody's talking the language that I need. So I ended up studying with her for 2 years to be a spiritual guide and healing facilitator. And a lot of what she did was to introduce us to many different healing modalities and to just open us up in ways that we were ready for. And I ran into color therapy, and especially a book which is now out of print that had talked about complementary color therapy, which means the colors that are crossed from each other on the color wheel. And the more that I studied that, the more it made sense to me as to how we can release things that are no longer working for us, habits, beliefs, things that are defining our lives in a way that isn't our truth. And so that has really been this 20-year kind of journey that I've been on, is how to use color in these pairs and then eventually using color and the mandala art to take people to a place where they have tools that they can use every day. Because what happens, I find, is these kinds of habits have been programmed into us from our life, from our family. I was just listening to Bruce Lipton, and he said, in the first 6 years of our life, we're sponges. We just take on all the stuff that's there from the family, and it becomes part our subconscious. And we basically, what I'm finding is we actually bring it in through the DNA, because there are certain patterns that we bring to life through the family line. And I know you're probably doing this too. It's part of my work is helping people to dissolve that all the way back, and even to the source of where certain collective ideas started for humanity, and dissolving that. And that process, it's been a step-by-step process for me, and I've developed some tools along the way, and I'm going to use those tools in doing readings with people today. But I want to tell you a little bit about what that process has been for me and how I'm using that now. So using the complementary colors, it takes one color that is a primary color and one that's a secondary color that has two primary colors in it. So you're basically dealing with the three primary colors. And the one of the colors comes from the lower part of the chakras. So I use six chakras because I use them in pairs. So, for example, red comes from is the very slowest energy frequency in the chakras. And then green of the heart is its complement, which is a higher frequency. And then if you go to orange, which is the next one, a little faster than red, and that connects with the blue of the throat chakra. And then if you go to the next one, which is yellow, that one connects with what I call purple. So I use purple instead of indigo and violet. So what happens in that combination is that is exactly what we're here to do, and that is to use what we have in our humanness along with who we are from our spirit. And when we bring those together, that kind of, it's like the Tao. It's like bringing together the sides of ourselves. And then I've discovered that these pairs also, one the primary colors are the active kind of energy. So they are really the masculine energy within us. And then the secondary color is the receptive, and that is the feminine energy. So when you're using complementary colors, you're bringing together the human and the being, and you're bringing together the masculine and the feminine. And so this time we're in is all about our wholeness. And we have to peel back these old programs that don't work for us so that we can uncover the truth of who we are and then stand up in our magnificence and be here to do what we agreed to do in this time and space, because we are in one of the most critical times of all of humanity, and we have a chance to shift the way the world is. And it's interesting because if you look at, especially politics here in this country, but if you look around the world, it's just
crazy, isn't it? I mean, have you ever seen it this crazy politically, ever?
And when you look at that, you go, well, how is it that we're changing the world? But, you know, I often think of how the wall came down in Germany. And, you know, it seemed like it came down. It seemed like it came down overnight, but it didn't.
I know.
There was a lot that
went on. No, it was a lot of work. It was, 20 years of really, you know, working it to that. And then it seemed, you know, and once it was ready to go, like anything that falls, it was like quick, you know.
So every time we pull off these layers and we emerge as this beautiful magnificence, we are doing the background work. We are setting the energy for what is to come next. And I suspect that what happens will seem like it's overnight, but it's been more than 20 years of developing this, getting this over the eons to the place that more and more people are joining in and want to be the truth of who they are instead of being controlled by the collective consciousness or the collective power base. You know, that's why you see so many people fighting against that. But I find that it's not about fighting. It's about going inside and transforming. We're like coming out as butterflies. We just have to do that transformation. So the color cards that I'm going to use were this is the second version of them, but those were ones that were coming out at the time when I first knew you, Alejandra. And those really are the foundation for understanding what are these overlays that you may still be experiencing in your life, and it gives you some tools to shift that. So you'll see that as I'm doing the reading. Then the other set is the luminaries, and that 12 of them are transitional from this old world of overlays into understanding that we are in the process of transforming, and then 12 of them are how do I live as this new magnificence? And those 12 kind of teach us how to do that. So in a nutshell is what's been happening in my work. And as we get into this part of the luminaries, it also brought me into using crystalline colors. And it's brought me into a place of doing what I call inner reality work and inner plane work, which I know you do too, Alejandra. And I use color in that process, and it really changes energy. It changes people at a DNA level, and that's our work. We're here to help people go through whatever it takes for them to let go of what's in that subconscious that's no longer needed. It's not serving them. It's holding them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're so primed for that now. I mean, you know, a lot of people think everything's going so slow, especially if they're more new to this, although their own personal path is quick. But you and I, you know, we go back 20 plus years with this, and I frankly think that it is way different than it was back then. You really see shifting going on, and not just at a level of your own personal growth, but in the mainstream for the holistic healing aspect of it, because you're seeing a lot of that go, go more, you know, like back in the day, it was sort of unusual to be vegetarian. Now vegan, which is the next step, is really getting to be very big, along with a lot of different holistic ways of thinking. And, you know, and of course, in color, we've seen a lot of quantum shifts as well. But it's actually going way quicker than people might think, because we can look back and we go, wow, you know, when we were both getting into this, how different it was, how far it's come.
Yeah, and so many people who just didn't understand about alternative kinds of ways of doing life in terms of healing yourself and that kind of thing. And now I was just thinking about how I was in a restaurant with a friend, and I brought my luminaries because I wanted to show her this one luminary that came up. And I had it out on the table, and this woman who was cleaning the tables off came over and said, "Oh, what is that?" And so I explained it to her, and I had the book and stuff there. She says, "Oh, I have to have that." I mean, that, I can't even imagine that happening when I was first doing this.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, I know you're up in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Washington State.
Right on the border.
And
right
of course, the north. Yeah. So, you know, the western side, coastal line there tends to be more open than a lot of places, but especially in California, where I'm a native and have done all my work here. And, you know, it's such a huge, especially the Bay Area, and I was there for, you know, a long, long time before I moved back to the capital. But the Bay Area is just enormous, the amount of people that do what we do. So we were so used to, you know, you go to any different restaurant at any given time, and at least, you know, a third of the people might be talking about things like this, you know. So it wasn't unusual where I'm from, but it is in other parts of the country. But that's really starting to spread, and people also moving out from the hub, in a sense, to other places and letting people know about, you know, about what they're doing. And people are, you know, they're really beginning to shift. And it's amazing, and that in 20 years we've come as far, really, as we have. But I want to ask you before, we've got a lot of people waiting here now, and I don't want to wait too long so they all get their reading, but I do want to ask about your coloring book that you have.
Yeah. So, you know, coloring books just became the craze. And because it's about color, I thought, well, isn't that interesting? It would be fun to do something with a coloring book. So I have a core group of people that help me in my business. And one of them, two of them, one of them helped me to develop, she did the mandalas, and the other one helped to put the whole thing together so that we could publish it. So But what we did is we did it based on the complementary colors. So it's a fun kind of thing, but it's very much based on the intention of transformation. And just as an example, in the section that's all about red and green, for each of these mandalas that Dodi created, she had the intention that is in the book here, and she used that intention intuitively to create the mandala. So here's one that's red and green. Start a project from a heart-centered place. And then what I wrote about that is red is the fire and motivation to get things done. But if you push so hard that you burn out, projects won't get finished. Frustration can come up, making cooperation with others difficult. Together, red and green help you start and finish your project easily with lots of help coming your way. So as the person colors this mandala, we suggest that they use red and green, many different hues of red and green, because as they do that, they are bringing together the red and green frequencies and the doer part and the receiver part and the masculine and the feminine. And so with this intention of starting a project from heart-centered place, they are taking that deep inside of themselves as they're doing the coloring. And the feedback that I've gotten from people is that they let go of all the extraneous things and they just move into that inner place and they're with it without even thinking about why after they've done their intention and they simply start. And then afterwards they begin to realize that something has shifted in them. So it's why I wanted to say something about it, because it's a very different kind of coloring book.
You know, I just got my son, who's in all this stuff, a birthday gift. He's 35, and it's a coloring book with mandalas and doing, you know, and it has wonderful quotes and sayings on the page opposite of it, you know, so people like the Dalai Lama and different things. And I thought, well, he likes something, because he's very artistic. He likes something like this. Yeah. He loved it. And there's this whole series that people, that you can get. I noticed it was at a place called, what's that health food store? It starts with an S. Sprouts. If you guys have any anywhere else, I know it says California on it, and I do think it goes into other states. But they have a whole series there as well of different ones, if you were into crystal ones and into this and into that. So the coloring book thing is really, as you said, you really hit on something there. And
I intend to do another one that will do the second level of the colors that we use, because that takes people in even deeper. Not everybody would be ready for that, but that second level of colors is really an amazing process for people. So, yeah, and this one is called The Power of Color Mandala Coloring Book, and you can get it on Amazon, or you can find it on The Power of Color as well.
Fantastic.
Copies that I put out. Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's start. Now, what I usually do for anyone that's new is I mean, a lot of the regulars know the score here, but I unmute, if it's on the switchboard, I unmute and I mention the area code and I ask what their first name is and where they're from. Now, do you need anything beyond that? Do you want a question? Do you want to, they could do a question or they could just see what comes. Those are two options. And do you need more than their first name?
I don't need more than their first name. I find it's really good if we just say, that we want whatever is the most important, the highest and best information for them to come through for where they are right now in their life.
Okay, rather than specific questions. Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes the specifics may not be exactly what the inner self is trying to say to them.
Okay. Okay, everyone, so this one is you just be open, surrender everyone to what it comes out, because it'll be what you most need to hear right now. So I actually was starting with the chat room this time, and we have Genesis in there. Hi, Genesis. And
she's happy to take a reading. Her name is Jennifer, but she goes by Genesis. She is from Indiana.
Hi, Jennifer. Is that right? Genesis.
Well, hi, Jennifer, but she goes by Genesis in the chat
Jennifer.
Room.
Okay. All right. So, Jennifer, what I got for you is the lesson in pink. And pink's a really great color. If you have things, sometimes it has to do with the physical body that needs some additional attention, but very often it also has to do with a child aspect in you that needs some special attention. So I'm going to look at what there are different paragraphs in the lesson portion here. I'll just read the basic part, which will give you an idea. The challenging side of pink is its vulnerability without protection. When this vulnerability is compromised, great hurt results. The lesson in pink is to never lose that childlike joy and innocence while allowing the capable part of the self to protect you and help you live in a world that does not always respect innocence. And what I'm being guided to do is also read to you from a luminary that picks up on this theme of the pink, and it's called Love Child. And I think that there may be something in this that will help you. And when I work with the colors, the intention here is just to ask them to come and work with you individually in whatever way is needed. And a lot of times we do that in complementary colors so that the pink, the complement of that is a really beautiful light green. So let me read you just a little bit of this Love Child, because this is one that really was based on my own experiences, and I find that it's pretty much universal. It's protect your innocence with your discernment that knows what is safe and what is not, that knows what is healthy and what is not, that knows when others are helpful and when they are not. Then wrap seriousness in cotton candy while you explore the world with childlike wonder. And this next is a reflection on Love Child. Prepare the way for Love Child by bringing home the innocent child self that has been so buffeted by life's experiences. Remove the sign it carries that says to those around, take advantage of me or take care of me. Take responsibility for life through your discernment and through your choices so that this little one feels safe within your nurturing strength. Love Child may then tiptoe in, spreading its peace and harmony like warm honey, sweetening the most painful emotions, surrounding and healing wounds too deep to fathom, gathering all to infinite source. Living from the strength of innocence means accepting self and others, even while being judged. Choosing from infinite possibilities without restrictions, and living with no expected outcomes. All is given and received without strings attached, a gift of love. So for Jennifer, this is an opportunity to be with the child self, the innocence, the part of her that has felt very vulnerable and has probably been hurt many times. And Jennifer, you can just be with that child self and use your discernment. Use that deeper part of you that knows what is right for you and that is going to take care of this child part of you. And then allow yourself to know times when you can just be free to be you. And know when that is appropriate, when that is a time that you can playfully be present, and then move forward without holding back, without pulling all of that in, but allowing yourself to live in the field of all possibilities.
All right. Well, we'll wait and allow her maybe give some feedback here, and let's see. Just greeting someone else in the chat room here. Just one moment.
Okay, and we'll go back to the switchboard, so we'll bring on our first one, and I know this gal. This is Ellen from New York. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Alejandra. I feel so privileged that you know my phone number.
Oh, I do. I don't know why. I won't give out why, but just the way that second four digits go, and I just know it. I don't even know my daughter's by heart, but I know yours. Anyway, so Ellen is from New York, and so Arlene will do a reading for you now.
Great. Thank you, Arlene.
Oh, you're welcome, Ellen. My pleasure. So what I got for you is the same one I got for myself today. And I'm always, this part of me goes, what? And it's the lesson in yellow, which is claim your empowerment. And I'm like, how much more can I claim my empowerment? And so you may feel that way too. But I want to read to you a little bit about this, because it's one of the reasons these things come up over and over at different times is that we keep changing. We have new challenges. I'm in the middle of some new challenges in my business that are very exciting, but also, you know, they kind of push you and you wonder. Mm-hmm. So Ellen, the basics about the lessons in yellow is when yellow becomes muddy, insecurity sets in. Lack of clarity, misuse of intelligence and power, hiding information and acting jealous can result. This can come through a shaky foundation in the first chakra in red. But actually the complement to the yellow is the purple. So it's really about how you use your thinking ability and how you understand who you are, because in the yellow is your personality and who you are. How you use that along with your intuition, that's the empowerment, and that's why we're being taken back to remember that you have great capacity. I can feel it in your energy field. You have great mental capacity and you have great intuition. So what does that say to you, Ellen, when I tell you that about empowerment?
Well, actually, I think it's a good lesson for me. There is something I have to claim my empowerment with. It's an issue I'm going through right now.
Okay.
So I take that very directly. I know what that's about.
So it's just your inner self pointing you toward you being conscious of going into this challenge with both parts of you in place. Own up to how well you can take things and think about solutions, how well you can be in that empowerment of yourself, and at the same time you are accessing a higher part of yourself that can be that can work with that challenge. And then it's surprising what comes out of that. I mean, it's just amazing when we allow that kind of balance in our lives and we quit trying to orchestrate the whole thing. It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to hear that. I'm sorry.
And I think this luminary is going to really help, because I picked a luminary for you too. It's called expanding. So my sense is that this challenge that's coming up is here to empower you, because you're in the process of expanding. So I'm just going to read a portion of this. Expand your thinking. Evolve your vision. Embrace your uniqueness. Join the universal orchestration of all that is. The universe is a magnificent playground. There are many waiting to play. Join forces with other minds and spirits who are ready to move to the next evolvement.
I like
that. So something's coming. Something's coming for you, Ellen. Something new that you're going to be challenged in.
And it sounds like something good. So I want to say thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our spirit takes us where we need to go next, and all of us is uniquely here to offer what we are here for in this lifetime so that we can all evolve. So thank you for being here and for the work that you do.
No, thank you. And actually, I wanted to ask you about the coloring book. That sounded interesting. How would we get it? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down before you mentioned it.
It's on Amazon, and so you can go there, and you can either put in my name, Arlene Arnold, and all my books and stuff come up there, or you can just go to the Power of Color Mandala Coloring Book.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, Ellen.
You too, Ellen. Thanks for calling in. Do you want me to put
you
back on mute or hang you up?
Yes.
Okay, mute. Then. Have a great week.
You. You too.
Welcome. Thanks. So lots of shifts here on the switchboard. Let me give the number out again. It's 347-945-6930. 347-945-6930. And let's do one for Stephen from Toronto.
And is Stephen in the chat room, or is he?
Yeah.
He's in
the chat room.
Okay. In the chat room. So, Stephen, what I got for you is the lesson in white. Seek out answers from a higher source. So there is something probably that you're considering inside that you need to be thinking about in terms of what is the highest answer that you can come to. And this is just the general information about white. When white is unbalanced, the many colors within it can create confusion. When you have lost the connection to unconditional love, you may bottle up tears of despair. Recognizing that your divine connection has been broken becomes the shift that brings back the true nature of white. So some of the sections in the lesson portion on white is confusion, despair, judgmentalism, limited focus, unworthiness, and standing still. So I'm feeling it's limited focus. So focusing on the divine and sacred side of life can become so all-consuming that you lose sight of your human needs and responsibilities. True white never limits your focus. It will take you to the heights of divine experience without losing sight of the fulfillment found in living your divine purpose on earth. So this may be about a balance in your life, and it would be about paying attention to what comes from the sacred side of your life and also pay attention to the details, because that's how we live it here. So let me see if there is a luminary for Stephen.
By the way, as you're looking, Genesis is thanking you, Arlene. She said that was lovely and healing. Genesis from the chat room.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What I got for you, Stephen, is core crucible. And this often comes up for me when there's something that is an overlay that I talked about, something that's hanging around that needs to be shifted because it's holding you back. So I'll read a little bit out of core crucible. Bring your grief and your hurt into the crucible. Bring your doubts and your fears. The residue left from the drama of life is consumed, leaving only that which is fueled by passion and lived in joy. So this this particular mandala has lots of reds. It has some yellow in it, some turquoise. It looks very almost Native American to me, or something that might come from Inca or that kind of thing. And it's you can put, even if you don't see it here, you can just put yourself in the middle of it even by intention, and just ask that it surround you like a ball of energy. Even though the card is flat, the energy of this is round. And as you put yourself in the center of that, everything that you are ready to release is transformed through the energy of this luminary called Core Crucible.
Okay, that sounds great. So why don't we go ahead and take a little break, and we'll be back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays in just a little bit. So I'm going to play some Alaya Dow. We'll start with a bit from her CD, and this one is called Crossing Over. And I just have little snippets from of these different songs, but I'll tell you all of them in order. And
We'll be back soon to Healing with a Rainbow Race. I'm Alejandra, and our guest is Arlene Arnold. Here we go.
Alejandra's greatest desire is to be of service to humanity by bringing forth tools to assist others in being in touch with their own divinity. Alejandra states that we are going through large intergalactic and multi-universal openings within us, creating a huge escalation of inner awareness, bringing us to a vibration of bliss with service to Earth. She is there for assistance with this enormous undertaking. With a large menu of services and trainings, Alejandra offers personal sessions to help you with facilitating the next steps in your personal and spiritual empowerment and your ascension initiations. Contact Alejandra at www.colorhealing.com.
And welcome back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. I'm your host, Alejandra, and we have with us tonight color expert Arlene Arnold, who's been talking about all the different things that she offers and has been doing readings the last period of time. And her website is www.thepowerofcolor.com, it's all one word, and you can reach her at her email at arlene@thepowerofcolor.com. And the call in is 347-945-6930. We have the chat room open. Yay, chat room. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a reading.
Okay, for you?
Uh-huh, for me. For moi.
You know, I was thinking that just before we do that, that I would also like to tell your listeners that we're in color therapy month right now. And they can find out so many wonderful things about color therapy by going to colortherapymonth.com, or they can go to Facebook page, Color Therapy Month Facebook page. So love to have people come and meet all these many wonderful color therapists from around the world.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned it. It slipped my mind. I mean, right before I was thinking about it, but since I've been on the air, so I'm so glad you brought that up. So it's all the month of March, and I think this is the sixth year. Is that right?
I don't know how many years, but it's been a while. Time goes so fast.
I know, doesn't it? But anyway,
yeah.
Go check out Elaine Marie's site on Aura House. That'll take you over to Color Therapy Month. She's got all kinds of links to that. So check out and see what she's up to, and she does Color Healing Radio, and I think she was listing who was going to be on this month or whatever. Oh, speaking of radio, I'm going to be on the Power of Color Arlene show on March 23rd at 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon Pacific time. So definitely check us out. That's in 2 weeks on March 23rd at 3:30 Pacific time. So a little bit earlier for those East Coast people. But anyway, so why don't we go ahead and do me now?
You know, it came up with something very interesting. I got the lesson in black, embrace the possibilities and banish fear. And then I picked another card to put down below that one, and it's the strength in white, pure, strong, unconditionally loving. So I think it's wonderful that you have black and white, because for me, black is all the colors of the pigments here on Earth, and white is all the colors of light. So you have mm-hmm. a wonderful combination here. And let me just read the intro to the lesson in black. Black presents powerful lessons. It is easy to get caught in the darkness. It is not always easy to remember to ask for help. Remember that black brings great transformation and the possibility of wholeness. So usually when black comes up, it means that we're in the middle of transformation. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to look at the paragraphs here and just see what comes up. Because some of these I don't think really apply to you. What about too many choices? Are you feeling like there's too many choices right now?
Yeah. My problem is to whittle it down, because I am a multitasker, but there's so many things on the agenda. And so what I'm trying to do is not do more than three main things at once, all at once, but three on a continue. Like, you know how it is when you make a to-do list, and some things you could do a little bit, and then they got to go on the back burner because there's things you got to wait for, and then you got, you know, so you go on to whatever your next project is, and then you go back and forth. So I try to just keep it to three main things at once, but I'm having a lot hit at once, and so that's particularly a problem. I'm managing it. I just stay very focused, and that has really helped a lot, but. Yeah, it's going into new territory, not really so much with the information, but with some of the more business aspects.
Yeah,
which
that's
I'm not as used
been my
to.
Challenge too. Because, well, and it's changed. What used to work doesn't work anymore. So it's like
right.
finding out what works now. How do we get the word out? How do we find the people who are really ready for what we have here? And that's changed a lot because the internet has gotten so massive in terms of information that people have kind of like, oh, too much, and they turn off. But mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you that in the middle of the mini color card, below the lesson in black, it says, bring in black from beneath and white from above. So if you mm-hmm. would just visualize that, that you're standing on solid ground with black, you're standing on the earth, you're standing in the possibilities of this human walk that we're on. And mm-hmm.
that's perfect too, because the black ray chakra is in the earth below our feet.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that interesting? Yeah.
And then bring the white in from above, because that's the mm-hmm. the energy of unconditional love, and that allows mm-hmm. you to stand on this crazy earth without
yes.
without giving up, without getting into too much confusion.
yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Any luminary information that I need?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that what I picked for you is Dolphin Song. I forget, but aren't you really connected to dolphins?
Yeah. I even have a dolphin site on Facebook, Dolphin Pod
oh, that's
Healing,
right.
Rainbow
yeah.
Dolphin Pod Healing, if anyone's interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fun. I'm always surprised, you know, again, why should I be surprised, but I am, that the things come up. And in each of these luminaries has a number. So this is 4 and 12 are the numbers for this. So that may mean something to you as well.
Well, I have your deck, so I'll definitely pull it out later.
Let me whirl you into the stars to see the magnificence that you know. Sit beside me in the nothingness to rejuvenate your inner resolve. Swim with me in the ocean depths whose beauty fills the soul. Call to me anytime. You are never alone. The dolphin's song is affirmation, resonation, and celebration. Call in the dolphins through dolphin song. Swim with them in the healing pool. Dream with them in the stars. Be still with them in the nothingness. You are in the world, beyond the worlds, and between the worlds. All of what you experience is real, and nothing is static. Celebrate with the dolphins. Dance because you are. Sing to express what wells up within you. Listen to the all through creation's hum.
Wonderful. Well, I love the dolphins. So it'll be luminaries 4 and 12. So I'll check that out for
it's
sure.
That's the vibration of that one. It's on page 10. And it's what happens is for people who get the luminaries is in the cover, the inside cover has the first 12 luminaries in color. So you can, when you pick a luminary, you just match it up and it tells you what page number. And in the back are the second series of luminaries, and it's the same thing there. You can match up the cards with that.
So
it
should you pick
like
one from each category then? Is that the best thing to do?
I'm going to pick another one because I have a feeling it'll be from the other category, but I'm just going to do it at random.
Oh, yeah, automatically.
You know, you got Love Child. So I'm thinking
oh,
that,
really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that maybe, have you been feeling stressed?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to, but the, like I said, the amount of work and responsibility and decisions and learning curve all at once is a little much.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's really important for you to be with that vulnerable part of you and say, it's okay, I gotcha. We're going forward here, and you're taken care of. And then I also got one
great.
From the other deck, which is Crown. I love Crown. Crown reminds us that it is time to accept it. And let me read from that one for you, too.
Was that for Luminaries also?
Yeah, this is one called Crown. And it's vibration of 10, which, you know, is like completion in certain ways. This is your time to be recognized. Yeah, I really think that's true. I think we're coming into a time when many of us have been working for 20 years and more doing this. And I think now this is coming forward in a way where we can really be putting forward our work and it will be recognized in a new way. Will you boldly accept the crown of awakening, not as one who stands above others, but as one who shares in the journey of becoming fully present and accepts responsibility for having a unique contribution? It is time. The preparation is complete. Will you gratefully accept the crown? Its halo signifies your inner awakening. Its brilliance declares the oneness of all. Step forward. Accept the divine intention to create in and through a world come of age.
Great. And I'm glad I have this deck, so I'm going to, like, after the show, I'm going to sit down with it and really focus on it. But, gee, thank you so much for that. And we've got more people popping up on the switchboard now. There was a lull there, so I thought I'd slip in while I could. Anyway, I want to give the number out again. We don't have, we have just a little less than half an hour, but you can still get a reading at 347-945-6930, 347-945-6930, and you can also come in through the chat room. Okay, so let's open up the line to area code 701. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm calling from North Dakota.
Hi,
Deb.
From North Dakota. I don't think we've had anyone from North Dakota for some time. So welcome representing that state. Anyway, Deb, are you new to the show?
I am, yep.
Yeah, well, welcome, welcome. We've been getting lots of new people lately. That's really great. It's reaching more people. Okay, so what she's doing is just not taking questions. She's getting the answers through whatever comes and what you most need to hear right now. So in case you didn't hear that earlier, because I know you do want to the switchboard. So I'll let Arlene take over now. And she's working with two different decks that she has created.
Yeah, you are in a time of great. Hang on, you're in a time of great creativity right now. You're in the strength of blue, and that means that this is a great time for you to flow into whatever is next and do it in a peaceful, really. I think of this as being in your unique flow, because, you know, sometimes things come up and we kind of get out of our own flow, and we know it, but it's sometimes hard to get back in it. But for some reason right now, you're really in the flow. And in the on the little mini cards that go with the color card set, it says peaceful, creative, and flowing. So I'm going to look and see what paragraph here seems to fit for you. Well, I'm getting leadership. Is there something coming up for you where you're being asked to move into some leadership, Deb?
Not that I know of.
Well, be open to it, because it may be coming.
Okay.
all the strengths in blue come together to create a much sought-after leader. Your strength lies in leading from the depth of your soul. You stand tall in the crowd because you're willing to be authentic. You are not afraid to be who you are. You have nothing to hide. You accept yourself without exception. You look for the same strengths in those who are drawn to you. You are not afraid to include others in decision-making. You are willing to be responsible for the decisions you make. Now, remember, leadership can be leadership as in a family. It can be leadership in an organization. It can be leadership by just with your friends, by being who you are. Does that come up for you in any way?
Yeah, I would say you know, when you look at it like that, that makes sense.
So it really is patting you on the back for living in your authenticity. And we need sometimes to remember what a good job we're doing. So I'm telling you that mm-hmm. the cards are saying you're doing a great job, Ben. And the luminary that came up for you is one that came up earlier tonight. It's expanding. So this in this creative place that you're in and in this sort of a call to recognizing your leadership, things are going to be expanding for you. So it's expand your thinking, evolve your vision, embrace your uniqueness, join the universal orchestration of all that is. So, Deb, if you were to expand your thinking and evolve your vision, what's the first thing that comes to you as to how that something that's coming in front of you that may be expanding you?
I would say building on my business.
Okay. So this is a good time to be aware of how you can expand. And because the card of blue came up and it was about being in your integrity and in your sense of self, as you do the expanding, stay within that flow that you're in now. And like, don't push it. Just allow it, and as you move into what it's kind of like you wait until it comes to you, because expansion in our way of thinking, often we think of it as I'm going to move out there, but this time we're in is more about allowing things to come to us. But you have to stay in that place of being aware that something has come to you. So it's you need to be conscious and in the moment, and see things that are coming to you. Don't miss what it is that's there. And you can do that from that very peaceful place inside of you.
Okay. And it sounds like similar to manifesting, where don't focus on the details and just let the universe work on that part.
And you still have to have your intention, and often my intention is to take what I have to offer out in the highest and best way, because I don't always know what that is. So as you do that, then your job is just to pay attention to what comes and to embrace what feels like it's really a part of you at the deepest level. And that is a way of manifesting, because what comes and feels right to you, the more you focus on that, the more you will bring more of that in, and the more you will expand that.
Okay. Well, we've got another four people. I mean, hopefully we'll get them before the end of the show here. So we'll have to let you go, Deb. Thank you for finding
you so
us. And do you want to listen to the rest of the show by going back onto mute? Or you can listen to the computer and I'll hang you up?
Yeah, I'll listen to the computer.
Okay, thanks so much. I hope to see you in
Thank
the future.
You.
Have a wonderful week.
You too. Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, and let's see here. Area code 805, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna, you're becoming
you?
A very much a regular.
Is that okay?
It's fine. We love it.
Okay.
So anyway, it's not a specific question tonight. For those who came on later, we were talking about it earlier on. She's just checking to see what you most need to hear right now.
Okay,
so
like
anyway, I'll let Arlene take over. It's Donna from California.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What's come up for you is very interesting, because I was saying earlier, this is one came up for me. It's the lesson in yellow about claiming your empowerment. And the two colors that go together are yellow and purple. And I just felt I needed to pick another color card, and it came up the strength in indigo. So, and indigo and gold are complementary colors. So it's like you're right in that area of working with who you are in your personality and how you think about things, as well as figuring out how to connect that to your higher knowing, your ancient wisdom, your sense of it's like more of a cosmic view of things. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it does make sense. Yeah. Makes sense a lot, because, yeah.
So the thing about this claiming your empowerment is, for you, it's all about trust. You need to trust that cosmic understanding that you have, that you are now applying in this human place. Trust your that you have uncovered who you are enough so that you are able to live from that authentically. Does that, are you able to trust that, or are you still having a little bit of days where?
No, you know, I do trust it, and it's what gives me my base. It's my place of being at home. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is for me, you know, my sacredness, and yeah.
So this is part of helping you to feel even better and better about yourself, knowing that you can trust not only yourself, but trust that higher knowing as well, and bringing those together in concert so that they are really taking you to the highest and best place that you can be at this time.
Yeah. Yes, I like that. And that's trusting your intuition as well, you know, and just being...
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And indigo takes you even further out than purple. Purple, I see, is more of your intuition, but indigo is encouraging you to remember that you have cosmic knowing, you have cosmic wisdom, and sometimes that comes through because you know something and you don't know why you know it. Or...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's trusting that.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one of those aura pictures taken, and I was like almost all indigo.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be part of your empowerment, is to really trust that and use that ability. So, and now I picked a luminary for you, which fits you so well because I can feel it in your energy field. It's a beautiful light blue, but with a little bit of a turquoisey cast to it, and there's some pink in it, and then it has kind of a very light-colored rainbow that's in the center of it, and it's got some parts in it as well, and it's called Love. And the vibrational numbers are 2 and 8. Now as the veil thins, humanity sees clearly that love was never lost. Compassion, acceptance, transformation, encouragement, allowing, embracing, offering, and co-creating are all available as we remember we are one with our divine source. When humanity acts from fear, love disappears. It's as if a veil is placed between humans and all that which most deeply connects them to love. Survival becomes the main focus, and we've seen a lot of that lately. That can change. Love has never left. Humans often fear being abandoned, but love, with all its attributes, waits in the wings, ready to be acknowledged. Remember that you were birthed from love. Therefore, you are a rainbow energy imprint of love.
Oh, that's lovely.
I like that, rainbow imprint.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
wow,
that's really great,
wonderful.
Donna. And glad to see you again. And we're trying to get about
two more in the next 15 minutes. So I think we can do it.
Thank you very much.
But yes, and actually three. I think we can do it. But anyway, thanks, Donna. And I'll put you back on hold, or you want me to let you go and you can listen to the computer?
I'd like to listen now. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, come on. Oh, that's slow today. Here we go. 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura, another regular. And
hi.
I don't know if you guys heard, but it's for some of you that came on later. We're not doing questions. It's just she's going to get the highest message that you need to get here right now, if that's okay. So we'll let Arlene take it away. She's using two different decks that are her own.
That's a lesson in yellow again. Claim your empowerment.
So that's the color tonight is yellow, huh?
Oh, it is, because it came up for me too before the call. It's always about figuring out how we are operating from a place of a little bit of not fully sure, or a little bit of confusion, or we're in our mind too much, and we need to combine that with our intuition. So, but I picked another card, and it came right up into the strength in red. So, Laura, what this means is that you're being asked to shift something that is kind of a question about yourself, something that you're not entirely settled with. And that is going to take you into the strength of being able to move forward in some way that is very energetic. And often when red comes up, it has to do with being in business for yourself. So by shifting this one thing of empowerment, you're going to end up being able to move forward in some way. That is part of your work, I think. So does that resonate at all for you?
It's possible. So, I've been told before that I should go into business for myself.
Well, and that's there. The other thing is that if you're in a job, if you need to find a place where the person who's in charge of you is going to let you go on your own, because otherwise you're going to be really frustrated if they're breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
And then this one, the luminary that I got for you is called Mosaic. And I'll just read the first part of this because it's really important for all of us. You are a unique tile in the universal mosaic of being. Claim your special beauty even as you allow others to do the same. So the message here is there's something that you're not quite seeing in yourself. And so I would just suggest that you go into meditation and ask for some insight on that, of what it is that you're missing about yourself that you need to bring forward.
Okay.
Well, a lot to think about. And everyone, of course, don't forget you can get the archives. Usually works best the next day to download, but that way you can hear your readings back. A lot of times we miss things. And then other people's readings as well have a lot of insight, and we'll go, oh, wow. You can pick up different things from other people's readings that apply in your life as well. There's no – I've never felt there was a – what's the word called? Coincidence in that you see people with certain things, like the color yellow tonight is a theme, or certain states call in, or certain issues that are the same. And so if you're here and you're getting a reading, it was meant to be that way. And so oftentimes some of the other people's readings will really give some insight to you as well. So mull that over, Laura. Glad to see you again. And do you want me to put you back on hold for the last few minutes?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
take care.
Laura.
Have a good week. All right, here we go with area code 210. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Mike, Massachusetts. I think you've called before, haven't you, Mike?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Mixing you up. But anyway, welcome to the show. We've gotten a lot of new people lately. Anyway, so it's not questions tonight, but she'll pick what you most need to hear right now. So go ahead, Arlene.
So, Mike, it's interesting because these are some colors that keep coming up. It's not yellow this time, but it's black, the lesson in black, and then the strength in blue. So the lesson in black is about transformation, Mike. So you're going through some kind of change, and what it's encouraging you to do is embrace the possibilities and let go of fear. And that will help take you into a very peaceful place with blue, and your creativity will come up more and more. And I won't take time to go and read from the book because we've got a couple more people, but I want you to know that whenever you get the lesson in black, it's a huge opening. It's an opportunity. You know, some people get upset if they think that it's something like it's something bad, but it's actually one of the best cards in the deck because it means you have possibilities in your physical human life that are coming up for you that can be really, really amazing. And what looks like something very difficult can actually turn into something that for you is in the peaceful, creative flow of your life. Does that resonate for you, Mike? Is there anything that you think of when I tell you that?
I'm like in awe right now and almost I'm actually tearing up. That resonates extremely well with me, and that's exactly what I needed to hear. Wow. I'm speechless because that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Yes, there's changes. Yes, there's opportunities. And I think the one thing that I take away from it the most is what you said, let go of the fear and just, you know,
Good thing.
Wow. No, I got that same one tonight, Mike, earlier before you were on. And it so fits what's going on for me right now. Great, great opportunity, but just work through the fear. You know,
and
it's
an amazing opportunity, and I'm just like, I start over analyzing stuff, and I'm like, I just need to stop thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear you. You're not an Aries, are you?
No, I'm a Gemini with a moon in Capricorn.
Oh my God, I'm a Gemini ascendant with my moon in Capricorn. That must be it.
Huh?
It's not the Aries.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it's a Gemini with the moon in Capricorn because I've got. Oh wow.
Yeah.
So I have the other card for you, which is very important for you in the process. It's called attunement. Step into the matrix of transmutation. With gratitude for both the harmony and the disharmony of life, allow what is finished to dissolve. Embrace what is. Celebrate the realignment and reconfiguration of your core. And I'm going to tell you and other people on the call that I have a really simple tool that helps you to release the things that you're done with. Imagine a dream catcher or even like a tennis racket above you, and it has the strings going two different ways. And those strings are the color magenta, which is a red with some blue in it. And it's a really powerful magenta color. And then you're going to bring that, it's energetic, so you're going to bring that down through your energy field and through your body, and it works kind of like a bug zapper, because when it comes to something that's stuck energetically, it goes and it transforms that energy. It starts moving energy that's stuck. And you do that three times. So just bring that dream catcher or I like the dream catcher idea better than the tennis racket, but those strings of magenta are coming down through your energy field and your physical body, and when they come to something that is stuck energy, it's gonna kind of stop, and you'll get that, and then it transforms it.
Okay.
Great. Well, good luck on everything, Mike, and welcome to the program. And do you want me to put you on hold so you can hear the last few minutes?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Hope to see you
Thanks,
again.
Mike.
Have a great week. And we're muting him out. We've got two more. We might go slightly past, but area code 202, we will get to you last. So hang on, all right?
And right now we're bringing on 111111111111. So who is calling and where are you from?
Hi, this is Jane. I'm calling from Canada. How are you?
I thought you might be Jane from Canada. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. So no questions tonight, as you probably heard, but we'll see what Arlene gets for what you most need to hear right now.
Okay, gosh, this thank is you. So funny, because we got, again, the lesson in pink.
Yeah, which you started with, the very first one. Yeah, isn't that
yeah.
interesting? Wow,
yeah.
Pink and yellow and black are big tonight.
Yeah,
okay,
and then the other card I picked was the strength in yellow. So, Jane, what you're working on can be something physical. Sometimes the pink brings up something physical. And remember, when something physical comes up, it's simply a way of pointing you toward energy that has gotten stuck. And that means that you can address that. And because pink came up and the complement to pink is a very light green, you can take those colors and just kind of wherever you feel something in your body, have those colors swirl through that, and it'll start breaking up any energy that's stuck. And it's also about innocence and taking care of the innocent part of you so that it doesn't get taken advantage of. And you can do that through your discernment. Move into that part of you that really gets what's going on. Sometimes we get so far above things, and we're looking at them from a spiritual point of view, but we have to also recognize that that people around us are human, and they're doing the best they can, but sometimes they get caught in their own stuff. And we have to be aware of that so that we don't put ourselves in a vulnerable position at a time that doesn't make sense. And then as you address that in yourself, it will take you into the strength of yellow, which is going to clear up any confusion that you have. It will also help you to feel really good about who you are and be more aware of the attributes that you bring to life that are part of your personality, that are part of the abilities that you have actually created. And for some reason, that's really important for you right now. So can you resonate with that? Is there something that comes up as I say that for you?
Yeah, everything like you've been saying makes perfect sense as far as what's going on with me right now.
Okay, so I picked a luminary for you, and this one is called Spheres of Intention. And this often comes up when you're in the process of working on something in collaboration with others. Is something coming up where you're going to be working together with somebody else on some kind of a project?
Not a project, no.
So listen to this and just take it kind of into you, and as you go through the next week, just feel if something of this is coming up. Choose the direction of your life from your deepest desires. Synchronistically, this focus draws others to you, creating groups of similar intention. Now manifest your desires. So, and then this is kind of the process. It says being defines doing. And in other words, don't start the doing until you sit with the intention, until you get what this is from an inner spirit. Intention ignites creativity and organizes resources for action. Co-creativity draws in those who synergistically become a group of similar intention. That is the way of the new world. So even if you haven't seen something like that coming together, just, you know, have your antennas up and pay attention to what comes, because there may be some kind of collaboration that will be presented to you.
Okay,
great. Well, thanks for calling in, Jane, and I'll put you back on mute if you want. The chat room won't be able to hear us now, but I signed off and said goodbye to everyone there. And so we'll take one more on the switchboard. So let me put you on mute, and have a good week, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Okay. Area code 202. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for squeezing me in. My name is Camilla, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
So it's OPA, okay, for some PA tonight. Camilla, did you say?
Yes, Camilla.
Camilla, okay. So we're doing just no questions tonight, just to see what she gets. And so go ahead, Arlene.
So, Camilla, what I got is a lesson in Brown, and the basic thing in Brown is about owning your own worth. And, you know, when I get that, sometimes I'll be like, how can I own my own worth any more than I already am? But usually when I sit with it, it's like there is some way in which I'm giving my power away. I'm either not trusting in myself, or I'm listening to someone else instead of checking in with myself to see if that's true for me. Or an old pattern is coming up that is taking me into a place that just doesn't feel good. So I want you to take a notice on that and see where that takes you. Because as you resolve that, it takes you into the strength in green. And that's where you are growing and loving and where you are integrating all the things that you know.
Mm. Okay.
So there's just one piece there that you're working on. So now let's see if there's a luminary. Oh, you got crown too. That was...
I got tonight.
Yeah. So we're really working on some themes here. And I want to read this one to you, Camilla, because this is really important, because this last piece that you're working on about self-worth and then moving into the heart and into that sense of loving and integrating all of what you know, now it's asking you to recognize that this is your time. So I'm going to read this to you. This is your time to be recognized. Will you boldly accept the crown of awakening? Not as one who stands above others, but as one who shares in the journey of becoming fully present and accepts responsibility for living a unique contribution. It is time. The preparation is complete. Will you gratefully accept the crown? Its halo signifies your inner awakening. Its brilliance declares the oneness of all. Step forward. Accept the divine intention to create in and through a world come of age.
Whoa.
So how does that feel, Camilla? Is that scary at all, or does it feel okay?
Well, it's very apropos, I'll say, first of all. And it is something that I've been working on and trying to do, and to feel my worth, for sure.
So when I pick the little cards, the mini color cards, and you have one lesson and immediately I get strength after that, to me it's always about tweaking something. It's something you're probably already aware of, and so it doesn't take a lot, because you just have to be conscious of it, and you have to realize that whatever that is, it's done, and you can just let it go.
Yeah. I think.
Well, good advice. All right, Camilla, is this your first time here?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, another new one. I tell you, we were getting more and more new people every week, which is really great. Well, thanks for calling. Hopefully you'll come back to a future show. And don't forget the archives, everyone, to download. And since we've already gone over, we better end the show very quickly. But Arlene is at www.thepowerofcolor.com, and you can reach her on email at arlene@thepowerofcolor.com. And if you stay to the end here, you'll hear all of my stats with how to reach me and that kind of thing. And I will say I'm going to be on Arlene's show on the 23rd of March at 3:30 time for just half hour. So hopefully in a couple weeks on Wednesday, you'll join us there. And we'll be here next week as normal, and we'll close out there the line there.
Can I?
I want to thank you so much, Arlene, for coming tonight.
You're welcome. Yeah,
it was great.
I just want to tell people that they can find the luminaries and the color cards on thepowerofcolor.com, and just go to products, and it has it shows you all the different things, and the color cards come up first on that.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. I have the Luminaries deck, and I love it. It's really beautiful deck, just really well done. And last chance, too, for Atomic Acceleration for the it's on the 22nd, and it's $15 through tomorrow night, Tuesday, the 15th. And then after that, it's $20, but we will take you, of course, you know, right up to it. It's, if you can't make it, still sign up. You will get an MP3 of the whole webinar. In fact, you know, when you're live, there's always little blips and blurbs and that kind of thing, and you'll get a nice edited music version of it on the MP3, whether you come live or not. So that's Atomic Acceleration Part 2, all brand new material. So anyway, I want to say bye to everybody until next week, and have a wonderful, wonderful week in the meantime. Namaste. Thanks, Arlene.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.